Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. We have made it to the end of 2021. I hope everyone enjoyed their Christmas, their Kwanzaa, their Hanukkah, and just the holidays with their families or alone. We definitely want to thank all of you guys for your constant support here with tuning in and supporting Horrible Decisions. We are now going to share our favorite moments of 2021. Stay tuned.
First episode up, who would have thought me, Weezy, chose a white woman for the episodes that I loved this much this year. However, it's not Sophia. I'm sure that was your guess. It was actually Lisa Ann. I totally forgot we had her on, and she's fucking legendary, seasoned in the game, and said so many things about broke men and their dick that I could relate. Check it out.
Wait a second. It sperm can stay in you for 10 days.
That's why they say that you're ovulating for 7 to 10 days.
Yes,
you really only have
swimming
one
around in there,
days.
Swimming around there, trying to get in.
Do you ever feel it swim inside of you?
I have.
No, you lie.
You know, okay.
She felt it in her eye.
That's what I was just going to say. Wait, it was in my eye.
Wait, you
because
lie.
When you get cum in the eye, you visualize these little sperms that you saw in movies, like how they explain the sperm.
Right,
you visualize it thinking that your eye is an egg, right?
Bro, it's in your head.
It's in your head. And you know, you're supposed to use milk. So you go into you're renting a location.
Wait, you put milk in your eye?
The lactic acid in the milk calms down the sperm and makes your eye, so you can drive home from set because the fucking cum is like making your eye on fire. And then you're picturing the sperm. And it is true. The egg thing, you do feel
Wait,
it.
You feel it in your eye. I'm swimming around.
Well, no, that's the visual. Your head's tricking you into getting
it. Okay, real quick. I was
it burns,
but
it burns like a motherfucker,
okay,
doesn't
so real
it?
Question.
You know when you squint them and you can get the light pollution, you can see that? That looks like sperm,
yes.
Right now.
No, bro, see, you're
do it, I'm telling
bug.
You.
It's just the little stars when you look up into a light, bitch. The real question I want to know is it 2% whole or almond?
Well, listen, if what's you're at a location milk? House, you got cum in the eye, you're using anything they got in the fridge, okay? Anything they got in the fridge, because you want to calm that shit
cream?
Down. I'll
so
take
milk,
it.
Not water.
Milk, because the lactic acid, yeah. And it's unbelievable. Just put it in a cup, you know, flush it on your eye.
I feel like if anyone gave us this tip,
lashes
we'll
big enough that it held some of the load, like you're like holding on, you're trying to pull the lashes off and get that out.
See, I like bukkake. It's like my favorite, which is hilarious because whenever they get cum in their eye, I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for you.
And they don't move. They're such good girls. They just sit there and wait for more, right? They know you see it, it's happening. You're like, but bless her heart.
I've been doing bukkake a lot, Weezy. You'd be so proud.
Watching?
Like, no.
We're actually doing
no,
it.
No, we do a thing like between our rounds now. He pulls out and he likes to cum on my face. And then he goes back and puts it in. So he's fucking me while there's
it's,
nothing. Like,
it doesn't
come all over.
That's just called, that's like,
wait, is that just a facial?
Yeah, bukkake is like a round of men.
Yeah,
he goes round
and listen,
on my face.
No. And bukkake is like, I want to make the rules here. I want to say it's 7 or more. It's a group.
Okay.
It's a group. It's like a gangbang. Where do you if it's 4 or less, it's not a gangbang. It's a group scene, right?
You know,
I
last
have this
week,
argument.
We said, Mandy said she feels like her max could be 3.
3 would be my max.
You can cater to 3, but if one's down and having a weak moment, you don't have another one to step
Ooh.
In. That's the beauty of multiple participants.
But I have 2 more.
Yeah, but well, they're both busy. You either got your hands, your mouth, your ass, your vagina. Slick.
Okay. So what is your number?
Have you done DP yet?
I mean, with a toy.
Okay, that's a good start.
Well, so I was just saying.
For you.
Get off the bench. So I was just saying that. If I wanted, okay, let me ask you. And we'll get into Black Sexcellence a little bit.
This is a flow that I'm really enjoying.
You like this? Wait, girl, this is easy.
Don't tell me that because I love, Mandy and I, we have an outline for our show.
We're still going to stick to it, bitch.
We
don't
always
think I got this, baby.
Argue about the outline because sometimes we flow, sometimes it's outline. I like a mix of both. Mandy is gripping her phone.
My phone is
because she wants to get to the next segment.
No.
Can you skip?
No, because
I'm watching the whole thing and I just.
Lisa, don't laugh at me. This is what we're not going to do. I like an outline.
Mandy, let's skip the Black Sexcellence.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Okay, so she's.
It's a control
but also,
freak Libra.
Guess what? I only say that because apparently I was born in October, but I don't believe in science or the moons and stars.
Did you see the full moon last night by chance? It was beautiful.
There's the full moons in Libra.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a scale to me.
Oh my God.
The shape didn't change.
That's the biggest moon of our year.
It was the full moon that pushed the container truck that had been stuck in the canal for multiple days. Yeah. It was the full moon and the current from the water that was able to free that capsized
ship. That's crazy.
That is insane.
They were just hitting it for so long, trying to get it out.
I saw the moon when it came out yesterday.
Beautiful. Oh, that was wild.
So what's in the rundown?
Mandy, skip the black sexless. Get back in the game.
The black sexless is going to get us into even more.
All right, go ahead.
But wait, I wanted to finish the goddamn gangbang talk.
Oh, did you?
So DP, are you willing to do it with two participants?
So here's the thing. I will do it with two participants. The thing is, I'm a size queen. And so I feel like if I wanted to do a gangbang that I actually enjoyed, one of the dicks would have to be small. But
not true.
I'm telling you how my orifices work.
Trust me, you can push the limits on those orifices.
I mean, I get it. I'm pushing with my man already. But I'm telling you, if he is in my vagina, the size that would have to go on my dick for me to be in. So we do it with my toys already now. So that's why I know kind of when it gets to a point where, okay, it hurts. It's not
enjoyable. Use a butt plug to open up before you use
your
toys?
Oh, yeah, girl, I got a little bedazzle one now, too. I'll be walking around like, ooh, baby, look. I'll be trying to show him my little jewel.
Little Swarovski.
No, it's not. I'm not that wealthy yet. I'm not having Swarovski in my goddamn Buddha hole. But I feel like that's the thing. And this is not to shame. It is. I mean, I guess we do it all the time. I don't really get wet to small looking dicks. They're not even that cute looking to me. So
this is a message to everyone out there that feels that their dick is not too small. We're not shaming you. We really want you to have a lot of miraculous sex. So we have a different gauge of small. Your small is just fine.
Right. Go ahead and think my pussy loose.
If
I don't care.
It's really small. My advice is this.
Anal sex.
Fucking go to school and become a plastic surgeon. You will still get a hot fucking bitch even with that little dick if you do plastic surgery.
That's true.
Ooh, my sugar daddy had a small dick.
Shows are plastic surgeons, right?
They are. Sugar daddy had a small dick, and I didn't even feel it.
It did not matter.
I mean, I didn't feel it like as so in
I
as tell bad.
Them, bitch, felt, I didn't give a fuck if a
I
nigga,
felt full.
I didn't care if my niggas and sponsors was paying me. If they dick was little, I even said, oh, I don't suck dick. I couldn't do. I just didn't want to do it. Like, ew.
Maybe the money wasn't enough for you.
I even was like,
it was enough
for
me.
Only from
my
the
pussy
back
felt
only.
So full every time. Niggas I just was looked fucking at my floor thighs. To ceiling windows
and your closets and your stuff.
The private planes. Yeah. Oh my god! Do you think I gave a fuck?
So that's my advice to you all out there. If your
become
penis fits in your hand with no extra, then just fucking study.
Maybe
hard.
You need to learn crypto.
Study hard. Just do whatever. Do whatever.
Get them NFTs.
Do whatever. Do whatever. Because you're not going to be out there slinging that dick with no job and having some girl take it. Okay, it's so small.
That's why a lot of big dick dudes and a lot of good sex is like broke dick. Because I always talk about how good broke dick is.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And when I meet a guy that has a big dick that also has a job, I tell him, like, I don't even know why you have a fucking job. You'd still be getting fucked all the time. I know. I'm
sure
giving you money.
Probably wouldn't even have to pay bills.
It's a fair point. But
I mean, you really need to do nothing else.
No. And you're also surprised when they're not assholes. Because you're like, you know, you can be kind of an asshole with that dick. I'd still probably hang
out. Big dick guys have been pretty kind, but I feel like it's because they know they can fuck whoever they want.
Yeah.
And they're always very patient with sex. You ever notice that?
Yeah, because they've hurt girls in the past.
Yes.
And so they're very cautious on making sure they don't hurt girls.
Which is why a lot of them also, too, a lot of the big dick niggas don't really stroke that well because they have put so many women in pain.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm going to let y'all know now, for the little dick niggas, a lot of my friends like little dicks because they don't like pain. I'm just a size pain queen, I guess. I like pain.
I like to feel like full and stretched a little.
I like to feel like a baby could slide right out after you.
Okay.
Like, damn, this like the size
you
of a baby.
What's the TLC when they go out on the porch? They're like, I don't know how it came out. I just went outside and the baby was right there.
What fucking show is that?
Yo, it was what is it called? Bitch, like, I'm pregnant, didn't know it?
She said TLC.
Yeah, pregnant, didn't know it.
Pregnant, didn't know it.
Oh, I was thinking TLC, no scrubs. This next clip comes from episode 206, A Conscious Hedonist and Naked Sushi. Featuring Tiana. This was one of my favorite episodes because Tiana was just so open and free with her sexuality. And come on, the idea of a gangbang for your 30th birthday party? If I'm not mistaken, I think she said she made it to 22 people who gangbanged her. If you don't believe me, take a listen for yourself.
So for my 30th birthday, it's a big mark, I feel like, for any person. And so I wanted to do something that kind of spoke to who I was, where I come from in my sex positivity journey and my poly journey. And it wasn't until a dear friend of mine named Lila was like, well, what do you want? You've kind of told me, like, so-and-so said you should do this and so-and-so said you should do that, but what do you actually want to do? And I took a moment. I was like, I don't even know. What do I want? And so when I took that time to be like, okay, how do I want to curate my birthday from start to end and the journey I want to take my guests on along with me, I then proposed that to my partner. Mm. And we can call him Orion for the sake of privacy.
That works.
And so
like the belt.
Yeah, like the belt, exactly.
Science, astrology. And I only know about Orion's belt from Men in Black. And,
oh my God. He's a very magical person. So, I basically said to him, you know, what I would love to do is have a love feast when everyone arrives. And so a love feast is where you can't feed yourself. Everybody has to feed you. And I wanted it to start with sushi, me covered in sushi, completely naked, and everybody eating the sushi off of my body. And they had to ask for what they want, because that was the theme of the entire night, was ask for what you want. And so as guests arrived, they were told the instructions of they couldn't feed themselves. And I had the soy sauce in a bowl right in my pussy. And so they had to like dip the sushi in my pussy to then feed each other. And I'm watching all of this happen over me.
How many guests would you say?
I had 60 people there.
Okay. Wait,
this
what?
Pre-COVID.
I know.
Yes.
Okay. How many pieces of sushi?
I had ordered a lot of sushi.
Oh, she wanna know how many pieces of sushi was there, bro. What is wrong with you?
Let me just add in. I feel like I could eat about 6 to 8.
I made sure it was, I was like rolls, sashimi, like I had... Yeah.
But you had to drag and roll. Yes, I was like, at what point? Philadelphia.
Yes.
At what point were you like, I can't eat anymore?
Yeah, well, after everyone had their fill, I then went upstairs and I showered and everybody just kind of had like their cocktail hour waiting for me to come back. And then when I returned, we then did a series of intimacy games that my friend Lila hosted, where basically, because everyone either came solo or as a polycule or with a couple. So I wanted to break all of that up. I hate when I go to a party and everybody's clustered around each other. You only hang out with the people that you know. And so I wanted to get rid of all of that. And the intimacy games made everybody do eye gazing and engage with each other. We did
eye gazing, so uncomfortable for me. I can't do it.
It is, but that's part of breaking down those walls and, getting.
I can't do it. No, Alex and I had to do it for the skit. I couldn't do it. I was like, please.
We then had everyone do kind of like a conga line kind of style. And then you had to go through and ask for how you wanted people to touch you. And so you could say like just below my neck or just my face or only my ass. And so everybody got to go through the line asking for what they wanted and how they wanted the room.
I know ain't no black people
with.
Saying to get my face.
Yeah, no, everybody was pretty much like touch me wherever, so it was like
that's
pretty
the type
much
of party I like.
Yeah, kind of like blanket consent.
Grab that dick real quick.
Exactly. And so
with consent.
With consent. And so the video of me, I got to go twice and then people would kiss me. Oh, and you're blindfolded while you're going through the line. That's also the key. So you're going through this and having people touch you and interact with you and you're completely blindfolded. And so that's the other part of the intimacy games. And then to kind of get people, so that was to mix up the clusters and mix up the group. And then to get everybody kind of winding down and taking off layers of clothes, we then did partnered massages that my partner Orion led everyone.
Then how long is the party?
It was all night. This is just the warm up, actually.
You gotta hear though, literally, because but outside of the naked sushi part, there's another part to this that I was like, and mind you, when she told me about this party, he was standing right next to her, and I was like, "You was cool with all this?" And he said, "Yes, this was the happiest I'd ever seen."
Yes,
like
completely
he literally was
supportive.
So supportive of it.
What kind of Caucasian is he?
No, he's black. He's black. Bro, they're not together no more.
Yeah, but we're still friends.
He's black. And pretty much allowed her to stay with me the rest of the night.
Yes. He went home and was like, have fun.
It was like, y'all have fun. Bro, I'm telling you, anyway, like, this is amazing.
Yeah, so funny. So then after the intimacy games and massages, then the kind of the final part of the night that I was really looking forward to, and that's essentially
you're
being
okay?
Yes.
Oh, oh, you're laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
I was like, are you thinking about that time you came? She's tearing up, you guys.
She remember, was it this emotional this night?
No, I'm just laughing. And so
when
I'm
it went inside of me,
up.
I just
no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys.
No, it's perfect. It's like all my dreams come true. This is amazing. So then basically I was stripped naked, and then I was laid down on my stomach to a spanking bench, essentially. And my partner, Orion, was in front of me. He put his cock in my mouth. And then I had another one of my friends who was like stroking my head and petting me. And then everyone was then invited to penetrate me with either their fingers, dildo, or cock. And they all had they all had 2 minutes to be able to penetrate me.
How long did it have? Go on.
So we were able to get to, I wanted to get to 30 because I was turning 30, but we were only able to get to 22 because at that time other people started playing. So
you're running a dick.
So they were all fucking, and I had a
was friend. Your blindfold still on?
My blindfold was on. I was blindfolded, gagged, and all I could only hear, basically. Everything else was, like, deprived. And that was the fantasy for
me. We have someone
me.
Blind coming in a few weeks.
Yes. That should be a whole
but wait, shit. So but again, like, I just want to slow this down and reiterate what yes. was going on. So you were bent over, what was it called?
A spanking bench.
A spanking mm-hmm. bench. Your partner was in front of you.
Yes.
So he was the only person, like,
fucking my mouth. Yes.
He was fucking your mouth. And yes. then just whoever.
Whoever in the room. All 60 guests there had permission. They did not have to ask me or say anything. They just had to sign up. I had another friend who was basically
like
the ringleader. Like a sheet. Yeah, basically a sheet that they could sign up for. And then they get 2 minutes to penetrate me. And so we had people doing.
What?
Wait, bro, what now? What?
I want you guys to tell me the last sign-up sheet you've seen. Because mine was an extermination sign-up sheet in the hallway.
No, I ain't going to hold you.
It wasn't a train bang?
All of the restaurants make you sign up now, bro. You got to put your name and your phone number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, I see a lot of sign-up sheets now.
Yeah.
But I never know of anyone to have a sign-up sheet to let, to come
inside.
Do you
drink and do drugs or none?
I love drugs, not so much drinking. I'm not really, my metabolism for alcohol is very low.
We're the same.
Yeah, what, but I love.
Were you sober
stuff.
This night? Did you want to remember it? Did you want to let 100%
wanted to remember it. I smoke cannabis pretty regularly. I consider it just like my medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I don't have a medical license. Mm-hmm. So I don't consider that me getting high. That's kind of my baseline.
Yeah.
But I wasn't on any other substances that night. And I think I maybe had a glass of Prosecco. But I've done all the other drugs. Let me just put that out there.
When you said cock, I knew, friend.
I do want to end on this with, just because I think a huge part of not only your sexual liberation with yourself, it does have to do with that communication.
Yeah.
So what was the conversation when you asked and told your partner this is what you wanted? And a lot of women fear that they may be treated or looked at differently after
yes.
doing this. So what was the conversation like after? And then we'll, you know, let you sign off. But
yes.
I want to know those two conversations
were. It was starting with just being clear about my fantasy was to be fucked by a series of strangers.
Okay,
but the reality of that is very high risk. And so that's not within my risk profile. So because of that, I wanted to create a similar situation where I could get the feeling of being penetrated by strangers and having that kind of like being objectified, essentially. Yeah. And so when I explained that to him, he was extremely sex positive. Everyone that we invited
is black. I'm always smiling because like, she said it like she was thinking about getting a new car. He was so sweet about it. He was like, babe, you get the Nissan, you get the Honda, you get whatever you want.
First off, why couldn't you go with the Ferrari, the G-Wagon? Like, shit. Not the Nissan.
Were they all good dicks?
Yeah.
They were, actually. I actually got fucked by a lightsaber dildo. That was one of the funner parts that I got to see the pictures afterwards of me being fucked by, because my friend
there were pictures
made a 3D 3D printed dildo. And
I thought it was 3D photos. I'm like, they just in a house?
Yeah. not 3D photos. But I had a professional photographer there to take photos of the moments that specifically were about me because I wanted to protect other people's privacy. And I also have masks. So people wanted to, if they got caught in background, they could protect themselves.
That's a real bukkake scene.
But
did anybody come on you?
No one came on me except for my partner, who was the last person who fucked me.
Aww.
And so he came inside me, which is really nice. Really nice.
Next up on our list, well, at least my list, is another solo episode. This one is from episode 204 titled Famous Freaks. The episode was supposed to be about celebrities and all the kinky shit that they're into. But of course, we dive into other dumb shit just like we do when we're alone. Because y'all love it when we get along. Like when Mandy didn't know whether or not there was a rainforest in the United States and Ed and I were joking that there wasn't. Turns out the joke's on us. It exists. But anyway, here's the mess from that episode, Famous Freaks.
Now, this one is really interesting. Not that one. Living La Vida Loca is good, though. Richard Gere, white man, if you're confused, okay. Pretty Woman.
I love that you know all the white people.
I like movies, so that's how I know a lot of actors.
What is it, Richard Greer?
Richard Gere.
Gere, can I see what this white man look like?
You don't remember Pretty Woman, Mandy? Runaway Bride with Julia Roberts. They did.
I remember Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
On the horse?
Mm-hmm. He was a rich guy. So when it comes to bedroom activities, he's a true freak of nature. He is into something called gerbiling. Now, we have talked about this once before. Actually, you might have talked about it without me. Who did you interview and I wasn't here and she liked, someone wanted a hamster spun. Was it Tyomi? No.
Mistress.
Unknown.
Yep.
So gerbling.
But you were there. No.
Maybe I was.
Mistress Unknown, and they wanted a hamster and a blender.
Well, this isn't that, but basically gerbling is when someone receives pleasure anally by inserting a small animal mouth.
Hell no!
Hamster, rat, gerbil, rodent. Now,
this is where we draw the line, though. We
Richard
can shame this.
Became the center of this rumor in the mid-80s when he was checked into Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. after inserting his pet gerbil up his ass. Unfortunately, Titus was stuck in the... Is the name of his...
Gerbil.
Yeah. It was stuck in his anal cavity and it had to be surgically removed. Richard claims this is a rumor and it's not true, but how would a rumor like this get started and why would it stick for over 30 years?
It's very specific.
It's very specific, yeah. If you ever, it says...
I mean, but in real life, unless we can see the hospital intake records...
It's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, but it's a HIPAA violation for us to know that he went there anyways.
Well, bitch, it ain't HIPAA for me, ho. I ain't got no credentials. They say he like it in his butt. All right.
Oh,
allegedly.
No.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
There you
go. Alleged this shit, bitch. We got some people with a lot of money that could sue us.
You know what's really funny about
this? These are all alleged.
Like, right. I feel like I could, like, if there was like a Drake one on here, like, I wouldn't do it. I feel like these people are for a different time or they don't matter to me. But also,
who the lady that just got paid from Nicki Minaj, and she because she leaked the sample with Funk Flex, bro. These old people be having
Tracy Chapman,
right, bruh.
Baby,
but this is what I'm saying. She from another generation too, and she out here suing Nicki.
Tracy
Don't think
Chapman
these people ain't gonna sue us.
We're not taking
this is
their
all
song.
Alleged.
Yeah,
and it's
if
online.
E! News can continue going.
Yeah.
Should we wipe the episode? I ain't trying to lose the studio.
No.
I mean, yeah, we're
this is all alleged.
All right, the last one. Ooh, I love this one, baby.
Here you go.
Now, the Ricky de Martin, they saying in 2006, he's saying, do you know he gay? We all knew he was gay, but now we
For whatever reason, my mama didn't. Her gaydar sucked.
Pull up a picture of his family. I don't know if you've seen it.
My mama used to love her some Ricky Martin,
Who
bitch.
Didn't want
to
fuck Ricky Martin, dog?
I never wanted to fuck Ricky Martin.
Oh, please, Mandy, you bugging. Ricky Martin.
I never wanted to fuck Ricky Martin.
He's Puerto Rican, right?
I could tell you, yes.
Puerto Rican.
I've never
freaking.
Had Puerto Rican dick, unless it was mixed with black. So, like, no.
They got black people over there. But Ricky Martin's fucking family, man. Like,
look, Ricky Martin is good looking. I'm not going front.
He's
and I'm not
got
this
a
I'm not
gorgeous family. He's got
yeah,
cute
my mama
kids.
Liked him.
Him and his man.
My mama liked him.
You think him and Enrique used to fuck? Oof.
Can you allegedly? No, that's not even alleged. Whoa.
Enrique has a foot fetish too. Okay. So Ricky de Martin, he's saying in the Blender magazine, I love giving a golden shower. I've done it before in the shower. It's like so sexy. You know, the temperature of your body in the shower water is very different. There aren't too many people out here to, admit to getting feet on.
Hot as shit.
But he also supposedly has a foot fetish, but that's nothing in comparison to waking up in a puddle of piss. Gay men are so about the golden showers, and I love talking about it because... Has Vinny talked about it with us?
I've been someone who had partners that like to go in the shower.
Well, no, I mean with gay men, like I'm saying, you got both got dicks, so it's
oh,
fun.
Oh yeah, I can't just squirt my...
I feel like it's funner with a dick. Yeah.
Now y'all know it's Mandy B, aka Peg the Stallion. And there's no way I could sit here and end 2021 off without recapping the pegging episode. That's right. It took us about 4 years, but we finally were able to get a hetero cis male on the show to explain why he enjoys being pegged. It was amazing, his openness and vulnerability to sharing something that most men probably wouldn't admit to. My next favorite moment comes from episode 227. I enjoy being pegged, featuring Mel. I do want to get to, though, the first time you experienced it and who you had get you in there, because it wasn't a partner, correct?
No. So I actually reached out to a dom who identified as lesbian. And I did that because I wanted her to be able to focus, like, you know, I wanted to make sure that she was focused on me, focused on making sure it was a good experience. Whereas like somebody who I felt was like attracted to men might, you know, be all in their feelings, or I don't know, or they just might be really horny or whatever. So I wanted her to be able to focus on it, right?
You reached out to a lesbian dom.
Yeah.
To
pay. So I was in like a little group chat, and like we were, and I knew some people in there, and I knew that she was a dom who identified as lesbian. And so I reached out to her and she was like, yeah, sure. And like she was very good because she actually knew the right questions to ask. Like she knew like all the things to negotiate before the whole scene happened.
Can so we
like,
talk about what that is?
Yeah. So she wanted to know like whether or not she could pull my hair, whether or not she could, you know, call me names, whether or not she could spank me, or, you know, she was like, we're going to set up a safe word just in case like something goes wrong. You know, you want me to slow down or stop. Like she was very big on trying to understand my pain tolerance, understand like how far I was ahead in my training. And she even like gave assignments. Like she was like, I want you to do this tonight and that night.
Oh, I like that.
She was very good at it. Yeah. And so the first time, like it wasn't like a huge, like it felt kind of just natural. Like we were already friends and it just kind of felt very chill. And it was actually a very enjoyable time. Actually, the first time was watched by 5 women.
Oh, wait, you were watched by 5 women. Is that the story that I'm hearing from?
No.
Shout out to the Whore Hive. Can you tell us what the Whore Hive did to you?
That's actually a different one, right?
Okay, so tell us what the Whore Hive did to you.
So that one actually kind of happened by chance, right? So we had, you know, taken this little like mini vacation, and it was a group of 10 of us, and we'd taken this little mini vacation. We were... at like a little retreat, like a cabin thing that we had rented. And so there was a girl there who actually was also bisexual, and she had brought a strap on, and they had known that I was into it. So they kept saying like, hey Mel, bring a strap on. So I was like, all right, I'll just bring the stuff, whatever, just in case it happens, which I wasn't planning on it happening. But this girl like did the same thing. She was strapping another girl, and everybody was like watching. And then she was like, you know, I want to try this on you next. And I was like, okay, you know, but she actually had a much larger strap on, and I was like, no, we're going to switch over to mine. And it was actually maybe like just 3 of us in the room. She started, and then people just kind of like started coming in the room while it happened. And then everybody was just standing around watching, and people were like, oh, I want to try. And
were you getting nervous when people walked in?
No, actually, to be honest, I wasn't. A lot of these people that were in this group are people that I've had like in group chats with, and I've, you know, people posting news all the time. So I knew these people. Like I've seen them at other events as well. So it was very much a comfortable thing. I knew the people there were very non-judgmental and that people were okay.
But wait, when people said, hey, I want to try now, how many people ended up getting in your boot hole?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I think it's 3. Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
I love how they
And it's funny because they they were all scared. They were all super scared. And I was like trying
to
like,
they were scared.
Yeah. I was trying to ease her. Like they were like, oh, I feel like I'm gonna hurt you. Like, I don't know. Like
you
whatever.
And
I'm like,
I'm
like, girl, it's okay. Like, and they're like, oh no. Like, I feel like, you know, it's going to hurt. And
did you get your dick sucked while you were getting pegged?
Yes. Yeah.
Another one of my favorite episodes was from the episode titled Blind Sex, where we featured a blind man, C-Note, who was actually host of the Blind But Now I Can See podcast. C-Note sits down with Mandy and I, who's a longtime listener of the show, which I really appreciate, and starts to tell us all about his sex life and what it's like to have sex with no vision, what it's like to watch porn, what it's like to date, meet women in the real world. It was super interesting, eye-opening. I'm sure he would love that joke. Go check out his podcast. But for now, here's the clip from 209 Blind Sex.
I feel like this is probably one of the coolest episodes we ever gonna have. Not to put the pressure on you, because I don't want you
to. You just applied mad pressure. Like, he wasn't all
in there. Like, we about to get a check in the nervous cage. And you see, she come out the gate adding pressure. Bro, you gotta ease people in, bro.
But I'm so hyped. This is a lot of insight. No pun. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like. But C-No, cool. He get it. He get it.
Nah, so nervous.
I met C-No because he did a consult with me for his new podcast, Blind But Now I See.
Yes.
He was bugging on the first name, but we got with him. But I really wanted to have somebody on. I feel like I can't use the word disability, but you're visually impaired.
Visually impaired, yeah.
And it's so interesting to me to have this conversation because we hear so many things about, we just had a guest a few weeks ago that talked about sensory deprivation and how she was blindfolded and shit and how things are heightened. And I think it's going to be so dope to just learn about you, your sexual experiences. I know you may not talk about sex too much on your pod, but like,
right.
It'll
He's
be
like, oh shit.
Anything goes.
I got to give a
pod.
Sex to
anything goes.
Anything goes.
But like, yeah, this is just really exciting for us. So can you introduce yourself, tell people what you do and just a little bit about your story on, yeah, how you lost your vision.
Well, my name is C-Note. I call myself Blind Poppy.
Blind Poppy,
the Hood Ray Charles. Like, I'm a party promoter. So pretty much 9 years ago, I was shot 3 times being robbed. But they were trying to rob me and shot me 3 times. Left me there to die. Pretty much 7 days in the hospital, 4 days ICU, 3 days recovery.
That's it?
And I told my mother, I'm out. I got to get him to my son. Doctor said he couldn't come up there. He was 1 year old. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Oh, I thought your son, I misunderstood when I met you. You told me your son was
10.
10, not 9.
Yeah, 10
okay,
years
so
old.
You've seen your son.
Yeah. I'm not sure after his first birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
So when this happened
and
to you?
And survived. Hey, I got another
April,
nickname for
April
you, 25 cent. Since 50 got shot 9 times, we got to take away some cents. That shit was over 3. 35 cents.
You could
like
be 3
that.
Note.
3 note.
So, yeah. Okay, I totally misunderstood. So, you had your son, you get out, you're blind. I know you told me a little bit briefly about how you did anger management while blind, but just from a sex perspective, like, how long did you go before you even wanted to have sex again or could?
Man, until I came home, I wasn't leaving the hospital. That said work. I straight up and down told the doctor, if it ain't working, I ain't leaving.
That's what so, you said. That's wait, you were in the hospital just from being shot and your concern was whether you would get, whether your dick would get hard again or not.
You took my eyes. I want to know what else you took. Like, fuck that. That's going, ain't no use.
What was the response? Like, how was, I mean, clearly.
What the doctor's response when I said that?
What was the doctor's response to that?
He was like, pretty much, your body going through trauma. You got to see. A couple of days, it started moving. I'm like, I'm good to go.
Wow.
Went home, had sex the first day I went home.
The first day?
First day home.
You think it was sympathy pussy?
Yeah, I had a whole lot of that. There's a whole lot.
You had a whole lot of that.
A whole lot of sympathy.
So, fellas, if you're not getting pussy,
no, the whole
just
lot.
Get shot. No, I'm sorry.
Everybody God, coming Mandy. Up there.
I did fuck with a nigga that got shot.
We know you like niggas that sleep with guns under
the pillow. I feel like I would have fucked him anyway, but I was like, damn, you hurt. So wait, the sympathy pussy that you were getting, was it girls you already had sex with?
Girls I had sex with. Girls that dubbed me before, but wanted to see what it was about.
Huh. But they thought it changed?
Yeah. Like, I hear the weirdest questions. You know, with a whole lot. You still know what you're doing. And I'm like, what? Should be confusing to the after. Then it's like, all right, yeah, you do know what you're doing still.
Eating pussy's not confusing, though?
Nah, it's never.
Maybe because you're finding
you know
it. All you got
to
do is the legs. That's it.
But a new pussy.
The pussy still has the same anatomy, bro.
Nah, new pussy be kind of different. Cause
it ain't hard.
I be hesitating. You can't see that shit. So it's not like you don't know them shits got bumps on there or what. Like,
oh my God. I be
nervous.
Is your sense of smell like crazy now?
Yeah. The touching, taste.
But like with pussy specifically.
Yeah, I could definitely smell it. If it ain't smelling, I ain't doing it.
Damn, can you smell us?
Yeah.
Look, and I'm nervous because the bitch was just look, we just said the way we was sweating last show.
No, we were just saying we need some deodorant.
I just took some wet wipes to my underarms. So it is a little musty.
Nah, you're cool.
So I do want to start with some icebreakers. And one of the first ones, you almost told me, Bessa, wait till you're
that was not an icebreaker, bro.
Hell no. That's how we jump out the gate. How long you been listening to our show, Cena?
For a long time. That's all I do is stay in the house and just listen.
So my first icebreaker question for you is, what do you think we look like?
Did you dare should dare tell me this? Well, I think you slim. Like a caramel color.
You giving her way too much melanin.
First of all, bitch.
Slim caramel color. Like a little booty.
Very little. Accurate.
It's a medium.
Mandy, I could say caramel, kind of short, thick.
Kind of short and thick. Yeah. He had that right.
Thick.
Huh. Well, the only thing I'll tell you, I think that really might help you think about what I look like, we always kind of have the same look. I wear braids a lot.
I realize that.
How?
Podcast. Listen to the podcast.
I be talking about them?
You sat there and said braids is you.
That's true. Mandy... Yeah. Who knows what the fuck she got?
Nobody knows what I'm gonna look like when I come in. I ain't gonna hold
you. Listen, sometimes you got a wig, sometimes you got a short
cut. Oh, that's right. I was talking about that.
It'd be different.
See, he be listening.
Yeah, you switch up.
Ladies, you may just need a nigga who blind because they listen. God damn, you listen.
Yo, it's you the best.
You a good listener.
It's true. Yeah. Do you notice that with yourself? Do you feel like you're like paying extra attention?
I feel like way more attention now.
Damn, you probably catch niggas in lies.
All the time.
Didn't you tell me that?
All the time. I don't get that shit was 2 years ago. I still remember what you said.
See?
Has your memory sharpened?
All the way.
That's crazy.
It's like you can't write shit down or you can't see it to keep going over it. You play that shit in your head all the time.
Yeah. When we did our consult, I've been leaving people notes, like written notes. And I was like, well, let me do this different with Cino. And I did a voice note so that he could listen to it. And I was thinking to myself, like, how annoying is this going to be if he got to play this shit over?
Nah, I listen to it like 20 times.
Really?
It don't get annoying. It's like a talking book.
Honestly, I'm really excited to listen to your podcast because it's so interesting to me. You know, like we were just saying when we spoke, like you don't really meet a lot of blind people. Maybe you'll come across them, but like how many conversationally do we have?
Never. Even before I went blind, I really didn't see a lot of blind people.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just.
Just is different.
Wait, so you don't like, you don't meet more people now that you're blind?
Nah.
Like when you get a PT Cruiser, then all you notice is PT Cruisers.
Yeah, nah, it's not like
it's that. Not like that would be.
Running to like here and there, I went to some blind anger management that it was just straight blind people in there. They were just like
you didn't like.
Nah. I finished the class. I had no choice.
Why had you not no choice?
My mother and my cousin was not playing that.
Oh, it was like an intervention.
Let's go. Yeah, you want to bug out? Let's go.
How long did it take you to stop being angry?
The first 6 years I was angry.
Wow.
First 6 years I was angry. Every now and then, you do something I don't like, I would snap. Little shit is like, treat me like I'm regular.
Yeah.
So don't tippy toe around me, don't lie. Keep it real. Because I'm angry, I'm not going to beat you up. I'm going to just distance myself from you.
What's crazy is everyone that I think we've even interviewed that has some form of a disability, that's been like their number one request is treat me like you would anybody the fuck else. Like,
so that's why we talking shit today.
That's why
that's how you're supposed to.
You ain't here with a fitted cap.
Nah, that's
with
how
your whole
supposed
polo
to.
Ralph Lauren. Yeah. I had niggas wearing that little hoodie back in the, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's how you're supposed to. Me and CJ done had fights. My mother still cursed me. I ain't nothing changed.
Good.
So CJ,
I love that they treat you.
CJ's your brother, who's your eyes pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's my eyes.
So let's talk about when you meet somebody. Do you give CJ all the credit to tell you?
He straight up a dad tell me. Sometimes it depends. If I'm drunk, I don't care. I don't care. Sometimes I don't care. I can't see you. So
did you ever watch the movie Shallow Hell?
Nah.
So it's a movie.
Oh, yeah. When he Yeah, I seen that. Girl, they in his eyes, they look skinny, but really they like heavy set and all that. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but don't you feel like that's like a blessing in disguise now?
But then sometimes it'd be like,
niggas gonna know you got a funny looking bitch.
You got your friends that be like, yo, bro, what the fuck you doing, bro? And I'm like, what? What do you mean what I'm doing? To me, they don't got no face to it. I can't see the shit, bro. So what's the difference? I can't see the shit, bro. On my right hand, he like, nah, I can't let you go out like that, bro. Nah, that's no good.
Not I can't let you go out like but that. Like, what are you saying to this man?
You ain't never met a real funny bitch.
Nah, I did. I met all different type of girls being blonde.
So that's interesting because I wonder if that's our ego. Like, do you think that knowing, not even being able to see that someone's attractive, knowing they're attractive weighs that much?
I can say you probably like a person more.
Yeah.
Being that you're not seeing them.
Do you feel like you've been having more intellectual conversations with women? Like you've been getting closer to them?
Some women are straight dub after the 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
Why are you dubbing bitches in 2 weeks?
When you hit me with that, send me a cat. What? Nah.
What? Oh, God.
Cash apps, I can't do.
I can't do. I like that they don't treat you different.
Nah,
treat
they you the same. So
you so I'm going to trick on a nigga.
Yeah. That's right. Like, but you got money, though.
So you ain't get a settlement?
Nah, it should be different. They come to me like they talk like money. What? I'm like, I'll be right back. I spin off. It's over.
Do you find that like when dating though, like what's just something common that happens with women? Do you think that you become almost like a fetish? Do you feel like girls want to know what it's like to fuck somebody blind? Because you like you know Daredevil.
I had a couple of girls that I ran into like that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, oh yeah, you different. Like I see you more into it. You use your hands more. It's passion, but it's really like. I'm not trying to be passionate with you.
You just need to do this stuff.
Just get it off and I'm out.
Have you ever had a threesome or sex with?
Yes, I had a threesome before.
Have you had it before you were blind or after?
After.
Right, he getting all the pussy. Like, we just don't need to talk to this man like he blind anymore. Nah, he getting pussy. Let's just talk about sex. It's hard like, decisions.
Nah,
shit.
Because I'm going to be real with you. Like, for me, in a threesome, there's a lot of shit you got to watch out for. Like, his legs flying and shit. Like, you telling
me. You get hit, be all right. This shit is worth it.
He's like, bitch, I've been shot.
You can't complain. You can't complain after that.
I can have a foot hit me in the face.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
One of our biggest accomplishments this year as podcasters and being on Horrible Decisions was, of course, our feature on The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Uncle Charlemagne and everyone at The Breakfast Club for having us on. Of course, that also led to one of our most popular episodes of the year, which is episode 226, the top 25 nastiest sex acts. We get into some pretty gross things this episode, but then also I decided to share with the world how I dabbled a little deeper into my foot fetish this year. Take a listen now. This is episode 226, top 25 nastiest sex acts. So, real quick, story time.
Oh.
So, while I was at the sex club, I was with my friend or whatever. And, of course, because I was on Molly, I was massaging his feet and then my new girlfriend's feet at the same time. So I'm sitting there just massaging both of their feet. And of course, I was just dared because he said, I be massaging his feet. Okay. But I don't really lick his feet. And so I was like, I'll lick your feet. So I go to lick his feet and I go. And of course, I lick the big toe. He said, no, licking the big toe is vanilla. He was like, if you really fuck with me and I know you really into me, you gotta suck the middle toe. Because if you don't really like feet.
One moment. Who is this?
A friend. He's just a friend. Say he's just a friend. So he's just a friend. But I ended up sucking his middle toe. And I sucked it good. Like I licked between, you know, like the cracks of the toes. And then I put his middle toe in my mouth like this. So the big toe, you gotta really open wide, like. The little toe, you gotta.
Oh, man.
So, I proved that I was really into him and that dick by sucking the middle toe. I think I've made it. I think I've arrived.
I think I really have gone from literally cringing. This is full circle here. I used to not even want to look at feet. Bitch, I just sucked a middle toe in the sex club so people saw it. Maj was over there. At least our last guest, Mel, or whenever Mel comes on.
Does anyone have a number? Do you have a number?
Who?
Maj.
I don't.
Let's see if we can give her a call.
Do you have Maj's number?
I'm going to look through the Twitter DMs that I had when we had her come on. Because it's giving, I need to know the rest of the story.
Well, I was on Molly, so I don't know if she watched it. I'm pretty sure she watched me take dick.
Oh, I hope she did.
Well, take the pegger dick. I took the pegger dick.
What's your number?
And I was like, you know.
Can you FaceTime people on, like?
On Twitter? I don't think so. That's just an IG thing.
I need this story. What's her name?
Fun I don't know sexual. If she watched me, like, suck the toe. It wasn't, like, a long-lasting act. She really want to know about. I just told the story. What more is there to share? I sucked the middle toe.
She says she really wanted.
I took the peg and dick, and I was petting everyone because I was high on Molly.
This bitch better answer the phone. Even if she got what happened when she was on FaceTime.
Oh, the turd fell out.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if she on the toilet taking a.
Is she answering it?
I want to hear this story. I know she probably looking. Was she about to answer it? Maj. Hello? We need to confirm.
Wait, yes. Maj. You are live. Maj. Can you hear us, Maj? Huh? You can hear us?
Yes.
You are live on air, honey. Welcome to Horrible Decisions. Okay. Weezy has a question for you. Please say you cannot confirm nor deny anything here, okay?
Bitch. Mandy talking about she gave this nigga a pedicure with her mouth. And I need to know.
I didn't know if she watched that part or not.
Did you see the foot going in Mandy's mouth?
I didn't. I missed that. I was fucking. I was fucking on the other side of the DJ booth. I missed that.
Uh-huh. But see? You did see this bitch get.
I missed a light.
Huh?
I missed a light.
Did you see me get pegged, Maj?
Yes, I did. I peeked over the side of the DJ booth. I was. Like, wait, what's that noise? Yes, I did see that.
What's that noise? What was
that
noise?
I was moaning, damn.
If you could just replicate one more time before we say goodbye. What was the sound?
I heard moaning and I heard like clapping. I heard clapping, so I knew somebody was fucking. So
was it a butt clap or was it a hand clap?
It was a skin-to-skin clap.
Okay, skin-to-skin contact. Ha. Huh. Thank you so much for your service.
She was like, see, don't nobody really be worried about what other people is doing at the sex club. Bitch, everybody trying to get their own off. Don't nobody give a fuck about me sucking a middle toe.
That wraps up today's episode and recap of our 2021. Although we got back outside for a little bit this year for some host stories, we hope that you guys are staying home indoors and being safe during this Omarion. Now, I know that some of you hate this episode because you love some new shit. However, if you head over to our patreon.com/horrible decisions, I know you hear us talking about it all the time, but for real, there are hundreds of episodes there for you to watch, there for you to listen to. There's a whole community of Whore Hive fans. We just found out one of our Whore Hive members got married. They met on our live town hall episode. Shout out to them. There are so many horrible relationships that started in our Discord chat. It's fucking crazy. And we're really grateful for that community and you. So thank you for sticking with us for another year. I think it'll be our sixth year in 2022 of doing Horrible Decisions. We love you so much. Thanks for being loyal. Thanks for being the best part of our show.